Red tape and social media. Hey, everybody, this is Bob Cargill. You know, there are a lot of good reasons, understandable reasons, why businesses and brands and organizations and people in general struggle with social media. They may not know what to say. They may not know what to write. They may not understand the technology. They may not have photography skills, or they may not know how to produce a good video. But I think, personally, frankly, one of the biggest reasons for inactivity and failure on social media is red tape. Yes, red tape, bureaucracy, analysis paralysis. Call it what you will. There are just too many chefs in the kitchen. So there are so many conflicting opinions being put out there and misunderstanding about what social media is. There's a lack of expertise, a lack of consensus and agreement. So it's red tape. The fact is, not every company or organization is cut out for social media. Social media requires transparency, authenticity, and especially immediacy. If you don't have that, you have red tape. The best practitioners of social media, they have the green light, not red tape, in front of them. They have autonomy. People trust them and respect them and support them. Those who work for them, with them, those who they report to, everybody is behind their efforts. They have to make decisions on the fly. Red tape gets in the way of all of that. Red tape will sabotage and undermine any chances your social media program has for success. So any business or organization, any brand, anybody who's about to launch a social media program has to make sure there is no red tape in the way. I know this from experience. I know this from working with clients. I know this from working as their external resource. I know this from working at agencies, that red tape gets in the way of your very best efforts. So cut the you know what. Cut to the chase. Cut the red tape.